Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
It's time for The Bigger Picture.
Yes, we are highlighting how Singapore may suffer a deeper recession this year than earlier estimated due to COVID-19-induced economic slump at home and abroad. Yeah. Lots of numbers out this morning.
We do have a lot of numbers. And of course, in the past 3 months to June, we had the circuit breaker measures as well as a rather bleak outlook for global growth. So no surprise that the second quarter GDP numbers that came through showed that it was a drop of 13.2%, worse than the earlier advanced estimates of a drop of 12.6%. So all in, that has caused or prompted the Ministry of Trade and Industry to forecast that full-year growth will be down lower by 5 to 7% instead of that previous range of minus 4 to minus 7%. So investors, of course, will be also digesting the latest National Day message from Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong over the weekend, where he warned that we should be bracing for more business closures, retrenchments, and unemployment, all set to rise in the coming months. To get a bigger picture, I've got Barnabas Gunn. He's an economist at UOB. Morning, Barnabas. How are you doing?
Good morning. Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me on the show again.
Hey, Barnabas, glad to have you on the line. Hey, Barnabas, walk us through the latest GDP data starting with the Q2 numbers. It dropped by minus 13.2%. And I'm looking at every sector, pretty much every sector down. Construction, obviously the biggest hit, down nearly 60%. And I think only the financial sector and insurance in the green by 3.4%. So maybe good news for you since you're working in the bank, Barnabas.
Well, it depends on what you want to hear, you know, Ryan. Is it good news or bad news? I mean, good news is that the huge fall in GDP that we have seen in the second quarter at over 13% on a year-on-year basis will likely be the trough that we're going to see this year. Meaning so, this will be the lowest point whereby GDP is going to fall, and hopefully in the third and fourth quarter into the year, it's going to pick up into to an average of minus 5 to minus 7% according to the revised growth estimates. But the bad news really is the fact that in the second quarter, it has been largely due to the circuit breaker. We have seen construction falling by almost 60%. We have seen the migrant workers being isolated in the dormitories, and that basically is one of the key reasons as to why construction has fallen so much. So yeah, it depends on what you want to see.
Yeah, so it seems like the worst is over, if you look at the data at least. But which sectors are likely to still stay under pressure, Barnabas?
Well, I guess that with the protracted and more severe than previously anticipated COVID-19 situation, we have seen across the world, you know, like the Philippines and India, you know, whatnot, and Indonesia seeing higher numbers by the day. It does seem that the tourism sector in Singapore will likely still see some headwinds from now to the end of the year. Do note that PM Lee's Prime Minister Lee's speech really is that during his National Day rally is that that the vaccine will likely will take at least a year or two, you know, before it comes into play. And that could really be one of the reasons as to really depends on how the external environment, how the tourism environment is going to react to this, and this would be headwinds to our inbound tourism sector. I think the second one would really be trade. I know that the trade numbers have been revised higher for the full year perspective, but what's important to note is that it still remains a huge deal of uncertainty given the COVID-19 situation, and trade will likely be one of the sectors that I will be monitoring very closely.
Yeah, trade revised higher, but of course, like you mentioned, still uncertain and the numbers are still in contraction. Barnabas, looking at the projection that has come through from MTI, it's now revised lower to a range of minus 5 to minus 7%. The earlier range was minus 4 to minus 7%. Walk us through this projection. What's your takeaway from the latest outlook?
Well, it's not surprising, really, is from the fact that there's actually a narrowing of the growth range from minus four to from minus four and minus seven to minus five to minus seven, but basically, really, I think overarching this downgrade will really be on the fact that the labor market in Singapore will likely be softer than what we actually seen in 2019. We actually saw that unemployment rate has been risen has gone up to 2.9% in the second quarter, and we have seen that a huge slew of a really bad labour market related indicators such as the unit cost of labour and such has fallen very sharply in the second quarter. That basically means that labour demand will likely continue to stay weak into the third and fourth quarter, and that would mean that the higher unemployment numbers will likely be seen. What we do look for the labour market really is the fact that we are going to see a likelihood for the unemployment rate to rise to 3.5% or even higher compared to the 2.9% we have seen in the second quarter.
Yeah, unemployment rate, we saw it at minus 2.9%. It could rise to as high as minus 3.5%. We're chatting with Barnabas Gunn. He is an economist at UOB talking about the latest GDP figures out this morning. And Barnabas, over the weekend, we had Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong's National Day message. And he warned that we could be seeing more business closures, retrenchments and unemployment all rising in the coming months. And you touched on this earlier. In terms of layoffs and retrenchments, what type of numbers are we looking out for?
Well, I don't look at the overall number of retrenchments, although in the numbers alone, as of second quarter and first quarter and the second quarter, the loss, the changes of labor really is at 35,200 and almost and over 100,000 labor that we saw really in the first and second quarter. I think what is overarching this really is it really depends on how the external environment and tourism environment is going to perform in the third and fourth quarter. But really, given how things are, you know, and basically no light for a vaccine at this stage, it does seem that the labour market will actually worsen into the third and fourth quarter. But, you know, Ryan, that's not really so much of, I mean, let's not dwell on the bad news so much, but really it's the fact that that the Singapore economy still has some fuel to run, you know. I mean, for lack of an analogy, you know, we did see that in 2019 that it was such a low base for manufacturing and semiconductors, you know, and given the fact that it was a low base for this year, it could actually mean that there could be some upside, you know, to at least for Singapore's semiconductors industry. And of course, do not forget the biomedical industry in Singapore, whereby it has been flourishing so strongly, at least in the first half of 2020.
Yeah, Barnabas, I'm just looking at the risks that the MTI has outlined. And so they've got three risks they have painted. First is the major resurgence of COVID-19 around the world. Second is a global economic slowdown that could lead to more financial system stresses. And thirdly is pretty much geopolitical tensions. So in the backdrop of all this potential risks, and we've got four rounds of stimulus measures, many initiatives will expire soon, such as the job support scheme and the debt moratorium. Will we likely see a fifth round of stimulus coming up?
I think given how we are looking at it, I think the at least for the job support scheme, which is likely to expire in August, the expectations among the analysts do actually point at a possible extension of the JSS. And I think the contribution to CPF by employers could also be adjusted as well. You know, so that could actually may actually ease the labour costs, at least for employers in Singapore. You know, but I think beyond that fifth round of measure, it really depends on if there could be another round of social distancing measures that could be implemented, which at this juncture I don't see.
Okay, something to watch out for. We are chatting with Barnabas Gunn. He is an economist at UOB, and we've been breaking down the GDP forecast figures now at a range of minus 5 to minus 7%. Barnabas, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.